Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese, I'm Brendan.
大家好, 我是Echo.
And we're coming at you today with an intermediate lesson that's a terrifying tale of pet sitting gone wrong. Let's listen.
谢谢你照顾我的狗。不用谢，全搞定了。它在哪儿呢？ 我都想死它了。什么意思？
你不是让我帮你搞定它吗？
什么？
放心，它以后再也不会来烦你了。
谢谢你照顾我的狗。不用谢，全搞定了。它在哪儿呢？ 我都想死它了。什么意思？
你不是让我帮你搞定它吗？
什么？
放心，它以后再也不会来烦你了。Alright,
we're back. Let's just go through this really quickly, line by line. Take a look at what's going on here.
谢谢你照顾我的狗。谢谢你照顾我的狗。
Thanks for
照顾,
照顾, taking care of or looking after my dog. Looking after is actually better.
对对对。不用谢，全搞定了。不用谢，全搞定了。
You don't have to thank me. I took care of the whole thing.
他在哪儿呢？我都想死他了。他在哪儿呢？我都想死他了。
Oh, where is he? I've been missing him. And listen to the way she says missing.
我都想死他了。想死他了。
Been missing him to death. We'll talk about this more later.
什么意思? 你不是让我帮你搞定他吗?
什么意思? 你不是让我帮你搞定他吗?
What do you mean? Or what are you talking about? Didn't you want me to take care of him?
什么?
什么?
What?
放心,他以后再也不会来烦你了。放心,他以后再也不会来烦你了。
Don't worry about it. He's never going to bother you again. 再也不 is a very common way of saying never again.
Never again.
And then come bother you, right?
来烦你了。All
right, now let's listen to this again and keep an ear open for what we just went over.
Yep.
谢谢你照顾我的狗。不用谢,全搞定了。他在哪儿呢? 我都想死他了。什么意思?
你不是让我帮你搞定他吗?
什么?
放心,他以后再也不会来烦你了。Grammatically,
I don't think there's anything too difficult here. There are a couple of things that are worth looking at, though.
而且都是非常口语的,生活中经常会用到的。Yeah,
the first is the woman says, I've been missing my dog to death. I've been missing him to death.
他在哪儿呢? 我都想死他了。我都想死他了。
To death is a very, very common suffix for verbs in Chinese. And you'll hear it a lot. It's what's called productive linguistically. You can use it all the time.
对,而且一般都是把动词放在前边,然后后边加什么死了。Right.
So you could say...
也可以是形容词有的时候。
A lot of the time, but certainly not always, it comes after something bad, right? Like, you know, I'm starving or I'm starving to death.
我饿死了。
I'm exhausted, or I'm worn out.
我累死了。
Sleepy to death.
我困死了。
Right, it's a fine distinction there between lei and kun. The other grammar point is when the guy says, your dog's never going to come bother you again.
放心,他以后再也不会来烦你了。他以后再也不会来烦你了。
Right, so never again.
再也不。
You could also say, I'm never going to this restaurant again.
我再也不会来这家饭店了。Or
a related example, I'm never going to let you watch my dog again.
我再也不会让你照顾我的狗了。照顾,
that word there, is to look after, right? So you can look after kids.
照顾孩子。Look
after pets.
照顾宠物。
You know, look after visitors or friends.
照顾客人,照顾朋友。但是在这个对话里,照顾就是 look after. 但是有的时候照顾还有别的意思。Well,
and that brings us to the other term that the guy uses when he says, I've taken care of your dog.
就是搞定。搞定,
so 搞 is to do something, and then 定 is the same as 一定. It's to, really, to take care of, to make arrangements.
对。
I think, really became popular in kind of Beijing slang, at least, just over the last couple of years, right? In these, like, crime stories.
对，差不多。
And so it is the same when you're talking about, you know, taking care of somebody, you know, like...
帮我搞定。
Yeah, yeah, take care of him for me. You're saying rub him out, you know, get rid of him, take care of him.
什么意思? 你不是让我帮你搞定他吗?
I seem to remember maybe a year or two ago, I think there was somebody from the Ministry of Culture who wrote this long opinion piece about criminal slang, and this was one of the words that he mentioned.
也有这样的意思，也有这种感觉。
Yeah. But it's funny.
就看不同的情况,
yeah, well, it's funny because, I mean, he was saying that this was vulgar underworld slang and people should stop using it. But I'm sure I've seen it used by, you know, Chairman Mao, for example, in his speeches.
真的吗?
I'm pretty sure. I can't swear to this, but I'm pretty sure I remember it. 那么早的时候就有吗? I think so. I could be wrong, but it's at any rate, it's certainly been used by people who weren't criminals or dog killers. Anyway, choose your words carefully, and
要不然你的狗会比较惨，比较危险。
The third and final thing, and this is a really minor point, is the way the guy says your dog's not going to bother you again. How does he say bother you?
烦。
So you could say, yeah, like quit bothering me.
别来烦我，或者别烦我。
Yeah, and it can also be an adjective, like, you know, this thing is really irritating.
这件事很烦。
So, did we actually harm any dogs in the making of this program?
当然没有了，我们又不是动物虐待者，我们都是动物保护协会的这个爱心成员。
Well, yeah, but I mean, some of our podcasts are based on true stories.
我觉得吃东西是可以的，吃狗是不行的。你吃过？
Yeah. It's okay. You know, it was like...
你不觉得他们那么可爱?
Well, no, because these dogs are not, you know, they're not pets. They're called 肉狗. I mean, they're...
那还是比较宠物型的那种东西。可怜的狗。
Anyway, so that's it from us for today.
希望大家不要像Bernie这样喜欢吃狗。 哇,那喜欢,但是...
Take care of them.
别把他们搞定了。好,那我们下次见吧。
Have fun.
拜拜。
谢谢你照顾我的狗。不用谢，全搞定了。他在哪儿呢？我都想死他了。什么意思？你不是让我帮你搞定他吗？什么？放心，他以后再也不会来烦你了。